We praise you. You are holy and you are good. It is amazing to see the way that you are working in the lives of people so that others will be drawn closer to you, God. You do it here, locally in communities, and you do it overseas to the people who might never have gotten a chance to hear about you, Lord. God, I just pray that as we move forward into this time of worship, Lord, that we would be completely focused on you. We would remember how good you are, how great you are, and the way that you care about each of us individually, and you care about all of the people in the world that you created, God. We pray your blessing over this time, and we pray this all in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. If you would please rise and join us in worshiping our great God of wonders together.
Water and sky, the heavens.
this morning, Lord. For God, you are holy. You are above all. You are sovereign, Lord. You are good. You are merciful and mighty, God. Lord, will you please just open our eyes this morning to the greatness of your love, the greatness of your presence, God. Help us to see more of who you are, Lord. God, we seek your glory this morning. We seek your presence above all else, Lord. You are beautiful, God. You are glorious and victorious and mighty, Lord. We see evidence of your presence and your beauty all around us, just in creation, Lord. You are the God of wonders beyond our galaxy, beyond anything that we can even fathom and wrap our heads around, Lord. May we just experience the wonder of your presence this morning, Lord. We praise you, for you are so deserving of our praise. Amen.
I see the work of your
are so overwhelmed by the greatness of your majesty, by your beauty and your wonder and your power, Lord. Some space here individually on your own if you want to be spending some time with God, lifting up praises to him, but also offering the space if you so feel led to vocally share your praise out loud to just edify one another, encourage one another, and just praise God all together. Lord, we praise you. You are so good. so good to us. You take away our shame, Lord, and the guilt. You became sin yourself, Lord, on our behalf, so that we could dwell with you forever. God, you are so great, so powerful, so mighty. May we place all of our trust in you this morning. May we count the blessings that you have given us, Lord. They are so many, more than we can count, Lord. But may we try.
Thank you. Father, what amazing joy it brings to be able to worship and to praise your holy, glorious name, and to know that forever and ever and ever we will be with you to praise you. Father, thank you that these moments give us a taste of heaven. And even so, we say, may your kingdom come, may your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven, that more and more moments of heaven would be experienced here on this earth until the day that we are with you forever and ever, unhindered, seeing you, our God, face to face. Father, what joy it brings, what hope it brings. Father, may you encourage us with these realities, and may you make us people of praise. As we would look into your word, because of the gospel, would you make us people more and more of praise, that we praise you because of what you've done for us. We love you. We welcome your spirit to teach us and to lead us into truth, and be glorified in the time that we spend. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, worship team, for leading us. You may be seated at this time, and all of the children up to sixth grade would be dismissed at this time for children's church with Miss Stephan. Just as a reminder to parents, grandparents, to pick your children up following the service this morning down in the fellowship hall, and then certainly are welcome to spend some time out in the parsonage backyard hanging out as parents, as well as the children hanging out and playing, if that so fits into your schedule this afternoon following the service. So look forward to this time together as we look into the Word of God. We're finishing today this series on Because of the Gospel. We've been looking from Romans 12 through 15 a couple weeks ago, and today we're going to close this talking about the fact that because of the gospel, we praise God, and we are going to be looking at the last three verses, the doxology of Romans 16, verses 25 through 27. If you have a Bible, I invite you to open it. If you need a little direction on how to find it, find the book of Matthew, which is the first book of the New Testament, about three quarters of the way through the Bible towards the back. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the four Gospels, Acts, and then Romans. And we're in the last three verses, chapter 16, verses 25 through 27. I invite you to follow along. If you have a Bible, use a phone, tablet, whatever you desire as well, as I would read it aloud. Romans 16, 25 through 27. Paul concludes his letter by saying this: "Now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him. To the only wise God be glory forever, through Jesus Christ. Amen." When I was growing up, we would gather with my dad's side of the family, the Conklin side of the family, and we would gather at my grandparents' or at my aunt and uncle's, and we would have these meals. A lot of times, Sunday after church, we'd all gather together and just enjoy time together. Sometimes my grandmother would cook, or somebody would cook, or you brought food, however it